Good evening. Who are you?
I'm Carla Limcauco.
And where do you come from?
The Philippines.
What do you do for a living, Carla?
I wear several hats. First is that I sit as a director in our family-owned shipping company. Second is that I'm president of Women in Maritime Philippines Association. And third is that I am the honorary consul general of Sweden to the Philippines.
So many hats. How can you find time?
It's a delicate balancing act. And there is such a thing as delegation. But fortunately, a lot of it has to do with just being able to stay on top of things and hoping people will do their share to keep it going.
So, do you travel a lot?
I used to, but now not as much. It's mostly, I'm mostly based in the Philippines.
So what do you do in your family-owned business as a CEO there? What do you do? What is your business?
Our business, we have been in shipping. We have been in the provision, in crew management. We have about 18,000 crew on board different types of vessels, mostly cargo and also crews. And a lot of where I used to do operations for like 25 years until I stepped back. Oh, the other hat I wear, which is why I also stepped back, was that we established a foundation for the company, and I'm president of that as well. So all of the foundation, the role with Sweden, and the role with the Women in Maritime Philippines all sort of came at the same time. And so I felt it was time to step back and take a more strategic view. We have professionals running the company, which is good. And so now I can do all of these other things.
Okay. So all these 18,000 people you are crewing.
Yes.
How many percentage is women?
Oh, that's a good... Actually, I would say 1%. If not even less, yeah.
I see. Yeah. And how come?
Well, you know, we discovered this last year when we did a study. We interviewed 100 manning agencies and found out that only 11 of them hired women.
Oh, I see.
So,
why?
And the total was 26 women out of a graduating class of 123 over 3 years. And so... what our association did was we launched a She to See campaign to create an awareness on the need to employ more female seafarers. And so that's what we've been busy with.
Okay, so have you accomplished?
Well, it was very interesting. We had the launching on National Seafarers Day in June. And this year, just last week actually, in celebration of International Women's Month, we called different stakeholders, employment, education, regulation, training, and we sat down. There were 14 of us. We said, let's talk about this. Let's put our cards on the table. What are the problems? What are the issues? What can we do about it that's doable, that's cost-effective? And it was very productive. And at the end, we all signed a commitment form that indicated our willingness as individuals in the industries we represented to keep the dialogue going. So as far as I'm concerned, what I'd like to see is, you know, I always look at it as throwing pebbles in the water. You know, you just keep throwing them there until they create a bigger and bigger ripple effect. And hopefully at some point people will decide that, okay, this is worth looking at. And so that's what we're doing. So we're going to define action plans on how we can start pushing some of these people to start acting on what we were talking about.
Sounds very interesting.
Yes. And then I'm very, you know, I went through 25 years of being discriminated and harassed and trying to fight recognition. I remember we had a Malaysian client who walked around the office and looks at me and says, well, it's amazing how you've succeeded considering that most of you are women. And so, I mean, you know, you get comments like that and it's sort of strengthens your resolve that something has to be done, you know, in your own small way. And I'm glad that I've been given an opportunity to do something.
Oh, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Lena.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.